Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Simpson College athlete and finalist for NCAA Woman of the Year Award, Jenna Taylor.
Going into 2020-2021 season, probably wasn't the easiest thing you've ever done. Talk about preparing for that season, knowing there were a lot of changes. You maybe didn't get the offseason you knew that you wanted or had dreamed of in what was kind of at that point your senior year. Talk a little bit about just your mindset going in.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. Just because we didn't know. There was a bunch of uncertainty. We didn't know how many games we were going to play, if we were going to be able to play. But I think all of us just wanted to be prepared for playing a full schedule. So we kept preparing like we were going to play, and we're going to have to perform. So yeah, that was kind of the mindset, just to keep grinding and be ready for anything.
Talk about balancing academics, because I know practices probably took a little bit longer than normal. Getting tested, it just was a drain on your time, and then being able to perform in the classroom too, that was probably maybe one of the more difficult parts, right?
Yeah, it was. It was tough just to balance all that. It's definitely a balancing act, but with practice and stuff, it kind of keeps you more organized, knowing that you have a certain amount of time to do schoolwork, certain amount of time to do basketball stuff. So, it was definitely a little draining, especially with classes, some virtual, some online stuff. That was tough too, but just staying organized and prepared was
awesome. Well, as the season went on, you got a little bit more used to it. Squad started seeing a lot of success. How did that make you feel as, you know, captain and moving forward and one of the leaders on the squad? I guess, how did that make you feel personally around the team that was seeing that success?
It was awesome to see a lot of our hard work pay off. This is the conference champion was a goal ever since I came in 5 years ago. So it was awesome to see all that pay off, and to know that all our hard work that we'd put in for the last 5 years was leading up to the success that we saw this year. So,
when you got the news that NCAA Woman of the Year, I know it's a nomination, it's where the process is, you know, what was the first thing that came to mind? I know it's kind of an overwhelming thing. I wasn't even nominated and I was overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, overwhelming was the right word. I was definitely shocked. Didn't really know much about it at first, but when Zach Newcomer contacted me about it, I was definitely humbled, just to see that stuff off the court matters as well. So school and stuff in the community and that kind of stuff, to have that be recognized was pretty special.
When you learned more about it, did that change anything for you, or is it just kind of still honored to be a part of it?
Definitely just honored. I saw he gave me a number that, like, I don't know, 500 people or more than 500 women were nominated. So just being in the top 30 is pretty special, yeah.
When you, I know that you received that nomination after you'd made the decision to come back, but talk about that decision-making process. Last year, the eligibility didn't count, and a lot of people's seasons were lost or disrupted. Go walk me through that decision-making process, because it's not just an athletics thing. You do have to continue your education as part of that.
Definitely. It was tough. It was way tougher than choosing to come back for my fifth year, just because, I don't know, I'm a little bit older. I didn't know what the season was going to look like, if it was still going to be impacted by COVID, how the academic part of it, like you said, would work out for, as well. But worked with the registrar a little bit and got the academic part straightened out, the money stuff and all that. But I don't know, the fact that we won a conference championship, there was a part of me that thought, like, just cut it off there. That's what we came out to do. But the fact that we didn't get to go on to the national tournament was kind of the driver in me coming back. I want a chance to do that. So,
little unfinished business for this year's squad?
Absolutely, yeah, that's the goal.
All right, well, I know that's, again, an impact on your life. You're honored to feel that. Does it make your approach change any different coming into this season, or maybe the fact that you're coming back for the quote-unquote sixth season, does that change anything? Or I guess, what have you learned in past seasons that you're applying to now?
I definitely just feel like I need to step up my leadership now. I've been around the block more than once now, so I definitely feel like younger girls look up to me, so just trying to keep working hard and being a good example for them about hard work and having a positive attitude, and I don't know, just I know a lot of people in the conference are probably have my number now, so just, I don't know, makes me work hard as well.
Thanks to Jenna Taylor for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.